Sorry, but I'm on break right now. Unless it's an emergency, whatever you have can wait. You can ask me when I'm finished my... Oh. Well. Hello there. What a pleasant surprise having you show up at my office. I wasn't expecting you, Omega. Come here. I've missed you. I was just about to send you a meme I saw on Twitter, but it seems like I can just show it to you this way. So, what brings my mate to my office this time of day? It's not like you to go adventuring out on your own. Ever since you were revealed to be an Omega, you haven't done much going out by yourself. That behavior is fairly common in recently presented Omegas. I know. You've only technically been presented for about 3-ish months? So that's why I'm not really too concerned. It's perfectly normal for a recently presented Omega to want to stay inside their home, or what we professionals like to call a nest. It feels safe and cozy, and you have to make it just right for your alpha, don't you? Oh, I know. You've made my house a home, Omega. I love you so much. Happy that you decided to venture out of your comfy nest and visit me. I'm always thrilled to have you on my lap, honey. Even if I am working. Is there a reason you came here, or were you just missing me? I wouldn't want you to be bored, Omega. You and boredom are a recipe for disaster. I will say, though, you showing up here has given me an idea or two. Would you be okay if I asked you a few questions? Don't get too excited. It's not the fun kind of questions. I might be your alpha and your mate, but I'm also your doctor. You are a recently presented Omega as well as a mated one. Your hormones are going to be off the charts, which is why I want to ask you a few questions. I'm hoping that maybe I'll be able to predict your heat cycle. Not only will this make it easier on the both of us because we will be able to actually prepare for it, but it will be better for you because you'll know what to expect and when to expect it. And if I happen to use it for planning when I'll breed you, well, that's something for me to know and you to find out about, isn't it? So, the first question is, have you felt any difference physically since being mated? Mm-hmm. That's a normal change. I meant, is anything out of the ordinary? Have you been getting fevers? Have a loss of appetite? Maybe you have less energy than normal? Anything like that since I mated you? That's good. If you were to have a negative reaction to me, that would be something to note on the paper. It's something we have to look out for in our late presenters. I don't know if I would be able to forgive myself if I let anything happen to you, sweetheart. I love you. You're my mate. Now, on to the next question. Have you felt a decrease in mental ability since being mated? I'm not talking about being tired for a few days and going back to normal. I'm talking about the inability to get out of bed, like pounding migraines, severe anxiety, that kind of a thing. Have you been feeling anything like that since you were claimed? That's a good thing. It's a good thing that you don't have anything like that. If you were feeling bad, that would be a sign that we aren't compatible, sweetheart. But I took the time to properly court and mate you. That way any complications or rejections would be low. And I would do it all over again. If it means that I get to end up with you, I would do every single thing the exact same way. You were worth the wait, Omega. Now stop distracting the doctor. I have a job I need to do, and having you be so well behaved in my lap isn't helping. If anything, you're being a bit of a distraction with the way you're looking at me. Thighs on either side of my hips. All right. Next question before I forget. Do you remember when your last heat was? Well, luckily for you, I have it marked down. The reason you came to me all those months ago was because you were having heat-like symptoms, but then you insisted on being a beta for some reason. For you, it was a special case of not presenting on time instead of something dangerous. Judging from when I first met you until now, I would say, I think you're due for your first heat as a mated Omega within the next few weeks. Does that make you nervous? If you remember anything from your first one, it wasn't too bad. You had me there to help you through it. This heat, it's going to be a lot easier for a couple of different reasons. The main ones being, number one, you actually know what it is this time. You're not going to think you're dying or falling apart or something's wrong. Number two, you know what to expect this time, so it's not going to catch you off guard. And then, well, number three, you're a mated Omega. It's a well-documented fact that Omegas have an easier heat if they're mated. Scientists don't understand why Omega instincts react like this around Alphas. We just know that that's how they work. So you're going to be okay, sweetheart. You're going to be all right. You've got nothing to be nervous about, honey. You won't be going through another heat alone. You've got me, your mate. I'm not going anywhere, sweetheart. I love you, remember? It's going to be okay, Omega. I promise you. There's nothing for you to be worried about. Here. Why don't I ask you the next question so we don't have to focus so much on this? It's not here today, so we don't really have to worry about it. Your heat is just something I want you to keep in the back of your mind. Let's turn our attention to somewhere else. Somewhere more important. Have you noticed that it's been easier to give into your instincts? What I mean by that is, are you struggling with submission? Some Omegas who were raised and lived as betas struggle with their instincts of submission. you surrendered so beautifully to me that I really never thought of it as an issue. But of course, I wanted to double check with you. Just because I think something doesn't mean it's what you actually feel. So, are you having trouble with submitting yourself to Alpha? I didn't think you did. You seem to excel underneath my ownership. If anything, learning you were an Omega and not a Beta was a relief because it explained so many feelings you've had, didn't it? There's nothing wrong with you, sweetheart. You're a submissive Omega, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with thriving underneath someone else's control. You know who you are, what you need. And sometimes what you need is Alpha's gentle push. That's why I'm here, sweetheart. Alpha loves you. I'm not going anywhere. There's nothing you could say that would make me change my mind about you. I picked you, Omega. You're always going to be my first choice. You're my mate, and there is no one else I would rather be with, hon. I'm just making sure you're transitioning well into life as a mated Omega. The change you experienced within these few months is more than some people have in their entire lives. It's quite different from being a single Beta, isn't it? You went from being a strong and independent Beta to a mated Omega in just a few months. Of course I'm going to worry that you're transitioning okay. I don't want anything to happen to my mate. You're my heart. So if I seem a little overprotective, it's just because I care about you. You're too important to me for me to lose. You get that, right? That's my good Omega. I've got one or two more questions, and then we can be distracted. The first one is, have you felt a desire to be knocked up? Starting to fluster and look away. That answers every question I have for you without you ever saying a word. Oh, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's a good thing that you want to get pregnant for your Alpha. It means that you aren't having any issues with your new status. There was a fear for a few days that you might be one of those Omegas that struggles with their designation. I've seen it happen too many times to count. But you weren't. If anything, it felt like you were happy to receive a designation other than a Beta. Once you were told what you actually were, it was like everything just clicked into place, right? That's right. It was like a weight was lifted off your shoulders, so to speak. Your world finally made sense, and these feelings you had were no longer shameful. You weren't alone. You had me. I've been here for you since day one, and I'm not going nowhere, hon. I love you too much for you to be able to push me away. I'll always come back, wanting just a little bit more of you, sweetheart. You're so good at distracting me. I haven't even gotten my final question yet. Did you come down here just to say hi because you were bored, like you said? Or did you come down here because you felt yourself starting to get wet and wanted help taking care of yourself? Lifting up my own skirt to give you such easy access to my knot. I know what you are, honey. You weren't bored and wanting to say hi. You were horny and wanting to fuck. Can't even go a few hours without an alpha's knot, can you? It's so cute that you thought you were anything besides an omega. Have you ever met a beta that acts as desperate as you? So if I told you to take me out completely and fuck yourself, you would be able to resist? That's what I fucking thought. Look at you. I knew you wouldn't be able to resist an invitation like that. Getting a nod in the middle of the day is too good for you to resist. My sweet mate. Eagerly starting to rock back and forth. My cock slides in and out of your needy hole so easily. Oh, it's okay, honey. I've got you. Alpha's right here. I'm going to take such good care of you, little O. Yes, I am. Going to give you that knot you're so desperate for. It's the only thing that will make you feel good, isn't it? That's right. Gotta keep moving then. Gotta earn my knots. It's not just going to pop with a bit of pressure like this. You're going to have to do better than that. Come on. I know you want to. You were so horny that you didn't want to take care of it yourself. You were so horny that you decided to interrupt my very busy workday just to get a knot. Is this really the best you can give me, sweetheart? Am I going to have to show you how to fuck yourself? It's almost like you can't do anything right without Alpha's help. Oh, such a pathetic little O. At least you look good like this. Taking every inch of my cock. It feels better to have Alpha fill you than to take care of this yourself, don't you? Yeah. Feeling me deep inside you. You can't help but moan at the sensation. Making the chair underneath us creak. You're stuffed so full. My hands gripping either side of your hips and helping you. Guiding you along the way. Oh, fuck yes. Pressing you down to create more friction. Your hole clenched tightly around me. Fuck. So good for me. Take it just like a proper mate should. So much of a knot slut that you couldn't wait just a few more hours for me to come home. You had to seek me out at work to get yourself a fix. You wouldn't have even known how to take care of yourself if you tried. Alpha just has a certain touch. One that makes you melt into a puddle. Oh, keep your voice down, honey. You wouldn't want the patients to hear you in here, would you? I don't think my secretary would take too kindly to having to clean up our mess, let alone. I mean, I adore how you sound, but you gotta try your best to be quiet for me. Can you handle that, Omega? Is that going to be too much responsibility for you? Oh, yeah. That's my good Omega, yes. So sweet for me. It's okay. It's alright. I've got you. Alpha's here. Guiding your hips so that you know where to go. You feel my cock buried deep inside you with every thrust. Can't get enough of how amazing it feels. You try your best to keep going. My hands are helping you out, applying pressure so that it feels good for the both of us. You're so lucky that you have me around. You would be lost without Alpha, honey. Yes, you would. You're just a needy little not slut. Can't even deny it because you couldn't go more than a few hours without feeling mine. Should I get you a toy in the shape of my cock? I mean, if you're going to be this needy for me, I might have to. That way you can still fuck me even when I have other things I have to take care of. There's nothing more I would love to do than spend all day nodding you. But sadly... Fuck. But sadly, I have to do real world things. I gotta take care of my mate, right? Fuck. Such a happy little not slut. Yes. Fuck. So tight. He's like going wherever I guide you. Fuck me. Remembering to keep your voice down like a good Omega. You're doing such a good job. I'm so proud of you, sweetheart. Oh, fuck. Keep going. Going to earn Alpha's knot like a proper Omega. If you don't get a knot a day, you just aren't happy. No different from any other Omega. You happily take what you're given, hoping to be bred, hoping to be a proper Omega. It's the best feeling in the world for you. Oh, yeah. My knot locking the two of us together as you feel it twitching inside you, veining your inner walls white. Oh, fuck. Going to pump you so full of cum that it starts to leak around my knots, drill down your thighs. Not going to be able to walk home by the time I'm done with you. Gonna have to stay in my office for the rest of the fucking day. Oh, yeah. Letting you go home like this would be dangerous. Would be stupid on my part, Omega. Don't want anything to happen to my mate, honey. You wouldn't be able to find your way home in your sorry state. When you get like this, the only thing on your mind is how close you are to your own orgasm. How badly you want to feel my not reading you. How full you feel. Can feel yourself getting closer, but it just isn't enough now, is it? You know that Alpha's knot is the only thing that's going to push you over the edge, little O. You need a knot plugging up your tight hole in order to come. You're a good Omega. Your body responds to Alpha and Alpha alone. Don't need anyone but me, Omega. Oh, yeah. You think someone else is going to be able to make you feel this good? Do you think a stranger could be so delicate with you? The scar from my teeth on your neck proves that you belong to me. I'm the only one for you, Omega. That's why my cock fits inside you so perfectly. Always makes you come from the sensation alone. Don't need anyone except for Alpha. Oh, yeah, I've got you, Omega. Going to breed you how you deserve. Such a good Omega for Alpha, taking me so fucking deeply. Oh, yeah. You can feel it, can't you? My knot is starting to get bigger with every thrust inside you. Oh, fuck. Keep it up, sweetheart. You want to make Alpha come, don't you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good knot, slut. All right, like that, yeah. Yeah, that's so fucking good, Omega. I want you to get close just like me. Want to come at the same time as you. Want to feel your whole nursing my knot as I breed you, honey. Oh, shit. Fuck. Oh, right there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what a proper knot slut like you deserves. Oh, feels so fucking good, little O. Oh, I'm so close. You just feel so good wrapped around me, taking my god so fucking deeply. Oh, yeah. You can't get enough, can you? Not continuing to swell as you try your best to not let go. You're doing so well for me. Oh, yeah, keep it up. Keep going. It feels better when you wait for permission. I know it does. Oh, and that's why I'm gonna be nice and give it to you. I want you to come with me, Omega. I know you can do it. I know my knot feels so good stretching you out. I'm gonna breed you like you deserve, little O. Come with me. Come on, Alpha's not. I know you want to. I know you can do it. So come on. Come on, let go. Come on. Come on, Alpha's not.
Do you feel better now that you've got an Alpha's knot inside you? Well, seems like I'm going to be taking an extra long lunch break today. I wasn't planning on knotting my Omega at work, but things don't always go as planned. I should probably let my patients know I'm going to be running late. I don't think there's a way that I can go about my job ethically with your whole nursing my knot for every ounce of cum I have. Oh well, you certainly are not going to complain, are you? Happily rocking back and forth, trying to get every drop of cum out of me. It's like you're cum drunk or something, Omega. It's adorable. You make me so proud of you. You took everything I gave you so well. Look so good doing it too. Yes, you do. I'm so lucky that you're my mate, little O. I love you so much. I've never wanted someone as much as I want you. You're the most perfect mate I could ever ask for. Even if you are a bit of a knot slut. I've got you, Omega. Alpha's right here. Alpha's not going anywhere. You're stuck like this for at least another half hour, remember?
How did I know you weren't going to be upset by that? Instead, responding by nuzzling against my neck and taking a deep inhale of my scent. Oh, I've got you, Omega. Alpha's right here. Alpha's always going to take care of you. Yes, I am. I adore you, little O. You're my mate. I love you. I will love you from now until the end of time. Do you want to know why? Because you're mine.